Today, we're addressing all of your comments and concerns. How you doing, man?
Nano, wow, you look a little more HD, I guess, or less HD. I don't know. What's it? I know I damn sure look less HD.
We are finally back and not doing in person. We listen, the cat's out of the bag. Dotto and I filmed a ton of podcasts back to back. I saw a lot of comments about the fact that you've been staying there, but I think pretty much everyone picked up on the fact that we just recorded a bunch of videos while you were out here, and we did all those in the span of like 2.5 days, which I'm like,
it was quick. It was 3 days for us.
I'm pretty happy about what, because we made I have yet to actually sit down and watch that video that we made on, because I wanted to react to it live on stream, and I'm so bad about streaming. But I wanted to see how the video turned out, or where we did the Temu stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun video. That was probably a highlight. The Wii stuff, we played Budokai on the Wii. That was a highlight. We did a special for the podcast. That was another highlight.
Do we want to tell them, Dotto? Do we just want to straight up tell them what's
I think
what's
we should.
Done?
I think we should. Yeah,
so
I think we should.
We are currently sitting on a full podcast and full reaction to Dragon Ball Evolutions. Now, the reaction will obviously be available to key members, which you can become by clicking the join button or going to patreon.com. Link down below in the description.
Oh my gosh.
Key moments. Becoming a key member, you get access to a bonus podcast that we just released with this one, as well as all of our reactions to Dragon Ball Z, as well as tons of bonus episodes while he was here. Tons of just bonus available when you become a member over there. Thank you guys for supporting us. But we're sitting on that, and we don't know where we want it. Well, we want it to be a celebration. It's Dragon Ball Evolution.
We recorded that just as a celebration. Now, we kind of thought we were going to put out immediately. Then we discussed more. We were like, I don't know. This is like we don't know if we want it to be a celebration when we hit like, I don't know, 500 key members, or maybe like a Christmas milestone, or just a holiday special. We don't know. If you guys have any ideas, you can run that by us. But
yes,
we do want it to be a milestone marker now.
Yeah.
We've kind of backed off of just like throwing it out.
We haven't done anything like that before. You know what I mean? Like we've done the movie. I mean,
it's probably
stuff, but
it was a good time. It was a big, it was special worthy for the podcast. As far as podcasts go, I'm not saying we're going to have champagne or anything, but I wouldn't have minded. The movie looked fantastic. We talked about that in the bonus episode.
Yes. That bonus podcast we just recorded is actually super fire. You guys, for those of you that are key members, I would advise using your key membership and listening to that pod for sure.
I will say though, I forgot to address one crucial detail.
Oh no.
Now that I'm back in my home studio, my lavish home office, people can see that I'm sitting much lower than I was in previous home office videos.
Why is that?
And that I have a chair behind me that I used to sit in. That's because that arm on the chair, I was leaning to my right and it broke. So now the whole, like the hinge broke. So I can still technically sit on it, but I can't like, you know, get comfortable or like, I don't know. I figure I've learned that I'm a creature of habit, and my habit is like, you know, leaning on my right arm when I'm like reading a file or something. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of hurts, bro.
I definitely. So wait, so what are you in now? Did you get your Herman Miller?
No. Kenzie still uses that. I'm sitting in a tiny like decoration office chair.
Oh, okay.
It's not the worst thing. No. It's kind of fun. I have so many different segues in my head right now that people can't. So like you said, we're addressing comments.
We are.
And I'm trying to decide which segue I'm going to go with, or because I also decided in my head that I wanted to start off with a discussion that also reminded me of another comment talking about how we always do discuss too much discussions, or we love discussions more than Dragon Ball. But Nano, I'm gonna go into a discussion real quick, because I gotta ask you, now you don't strike me as this kind of guy. In fact, I know you're not. But has there ever been something you've struggled with that you could have just fixed if you put in the effort, but you just decided to struggle along? Is there anything like that for you in your life?
I feel like what you're saying right now is kind of like, you know, this is so much more of a simple thing, but you know, when you could just literally tell that pop-up to never show up again, but for whatever reason, you close out of it every time you boot up your PC, single time. You could either just go uninstall the app. You could literally tell it to never show me this again, but instead, for whatever reason, you just close out of it. That's such like a simple variation of, or version of that. But for whatever reason, you just deal with it. You just keep, you know, you're like, this would take 2 seconds to actually take care of it, but I don't know why, but instead I just exit out of it, and guess what? I'll exit out of it again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So, yes.
I'm glad I asked. I don't have that. I recently got a pop-up like that. I realized I was feeding that habit. It was like, it was just something useless, right? Like, it was like, your app is out of date for this, and it might not work. Show again tomorrow? I would always just say, sure. I don't know why. I did that for 3 days, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. I'm just hitting never show me this again. But is that your option? It sounds like you struggle with that a lot.
Yeah. Did bro get us a sponsor? Is he about to be like, no, then guess bro, what? I know exactly the perfect thing for you.
I want to go into my pain, bro. Cause I'm sitting in this stupid office chair, and while yes, it's bad and it's not an office chair, for like a year of my, it might've been like 6 months, but when I was in high school and I was a League of Legends head, in my bedroom,
full DJ,
I used to have this chair, right? It was a nice chair. And eventually just over like, I think somebody used it to like change a smoke alarm and it broke, or it just broke. Eventually it wore down one day, the back snapped off. When I say that I sat, so there was just a swiveling chair with no back support. I used that for 6 months. And then I think 3 months in, the wheels, like it started giving out in the wheels. And then I would just like, I was basically squatting like 6 hours a day playing a league. And I just never got a new chair because I just, why would I waste my money on a chair? Like I can technically sit at this stool.
Yeah.
And it's fine. That was like my back. I'm probably like hunched over at 45 because of those 6 months, man. It was terrible, dude. It was terrible. That's what this chair reminds me of.
I will say that is one thing, and I do have a Herman Miller, and yes, they are very expensive, but the one thing that I figured out as I have gotten older, and some people love to remind me that I've gotten older, is like back support related, back related anything is so crucial. And so like, it is a super expensive chair, but I sit here for literally sometimes 10 hours a day. And so it's like important that whatever I'm sitting in is actually proper posture. So as you're telling me that you're in like a chair right now that's not maybe like supporting you, I'm like, not a brother. I know you're still in your 20s, but like one day you might really regret that choice of staying in that chair for too long. So like,
yeah, no, I'm rocking this setup, I think, for around 3 months, and then I'll be out of it. But I also do have another office chair downstairs that I'm gonna go grab probably.
I was about to say, I don't know, man.
Come on, 3 months and I can't waste money on a chair for 3 months. Office chairs are expensive, even if you don't go for Herman Miller, bro.
They are.
And I'm definitely not. Look, I'm going to say another hot take, okay? But thankfully, I think this take has gotten significantly colder over the years. But gaming chairs are fucking stupid. Now, maybe there's a gaming chair brand I don't know out there. But like a DX Racer, bro, those edgy ass gaming chairs. I can't do it, bro.
Here's the thing. What I will say about DX Bracer, though, is that brother, I still have one, and it's now over 10 years old, and that thing is still held up surprisingly well.
Is that the one with the Batman thing?
Like no,
the Batman
head rest? I like you're saying that. I've got them all, basically. Yeah, I've got. So that is a Secret Labs Titan. And what I will say about that one is that it wasn't really for me. Like, it didn't give me the support I needed. And so that's why I'm now in this Herman Miller, but I use that one when I play my games on my TV over there that we did all the reactions on when you were out here, which, by the way, to address this too, Dotto will be back out here at some point. But we just ran out of what we did while he was here. So, you guys being key members does actually help a ton to get him back here. But
it's the only thing that made it possible.
That's not glaze. That's just the genuine truth. I will say, to fully answer you though, I do think that it just makes more sense to just spend a little bit more and get something like this, because this, I'm now 4 years into this, and this still feels exactly like the day I opened it and got it, right? Like, it's not decreed, like, you know what I mean? Because they're literally the thing that I learned, when I was at my old IT job, I think we've talked about this before, is that when someone like broke a chair and they're like, dude, that's like $800. And I was like, wait, what? It wasn't me. But I was like, what do you mean that was $800? It was a basic ass looking computer chair. And they're like, well, chairs are rated for so many hours per day to be sat in, and these are rated for like 12 hours a day. And I was like, that's a rating. You know what I mean? That's like you're learning like chairs have like horsepower, you know, basically. Yeah. I was like, what?
And I also think, Nano, not to get too old head status on them, but there are a few things in life that as you grow older, you learn that you can't afford to, even if you're a cheap person, there's a few things in life you can't afford to be cheap with, because it'll cost you more money. Chairs and beds are two very big ones, Dano. If you go too cheap on a chair or on a bed,
it lasts like 6 months.
You're just spending more money in the long run.
Yes. That's
shoes as well, but you know, you can go overpricing on shoes. Let's not.
Yes.
But you definitely don't want to get a $10 pair of shoes and be like, damn, I'd be saving hella money out here. You will definitely be back with another $10, bro. You will be coming back.
We're currently experiencing, I went a little cheap on the bed that we were in when we moved in. And my wife is like, because we're both not sleeping very good. And she's like, but we've only had it 4 years. I'm like, yeah, but I think I went a little too cheap on the bed. I think, like, you know, she's like,
I think 4 years was all this thing had.
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. And the other thing, too, is I'm like, man, what do I even do? Like, what do we do now with, you know, like, what do we do with a bed? I don't even know. But anyway. Yeah, so
honestly, I've never lived in a nice enough neighborhood that if you left it out, it wouldn't be immediately swooped up. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right. So just
that's what I do. I just give it to the bed fairy. The mattress fairies will come take it away.
Oh, okay.
In my old neighborhood, actually, we left out a mattress and an office chair. Coincidentally, this sounds like the most made up story of all time now, but I promise this is true. And after 4 days, my friend told me that he saw the like neighborhood children like WWE play wrestling with like somebody jumped off the office chair and like frog splashed somebody on the mattress. And I was like, that's probably that's probably the best. Like that's the, you know, like in Toy Story, the toys are alive and they go into a happier home and they can play again.
Yeah.
I was like, that's probably the best way those things could have been used. Honestly, this is the best recycling I've ever done. But yeah, it wasn't my problem anymore. So I'm all for it. Break the damn things.
So before we actually dive into the comments, one last thing that we probably do need to address is that the rewatch is going to continue. We might have to do some of these not in person. I really didn't want to not do that, but I think for the sake of just the time and everything, yeah, I think we're going to have to do a few.
We most definitely will be doing at least a few. Probably.
Yeah. And we do want to get through the rewatch. I just want to make that like as plain as possible. Like it's not something that we're putting off, but I think that yeah. thing too mm-hmm. with a lot of comments about it is why do you want to rush it? Because once it's done, it's done. Like it's not something we can ever come back to.
You guys realize once it's done, me and Nano are ending the channel, right? Actually, it's worse than that. We're not going to address each other's existence anymore. We made that binding vow.
Yeah. Like once episode, I can't remember exactly how many episodes. I think it's 292, 291, 294. Anyway, once that episode of Z has been watched and that podcast has been posted, poof, it's all done.
I mean,
except for when we come back for the GT
over.
Reunion. So
yeah, but that's like years later, and then like, you know, it's gonna be a few more years after that. We're kinda get rebooted, and then we're gonna come back for Super. But it's just not gonna make a lot of sense when that happens, I don't think.
No, I get kind of a little bit of it, but at the same time, like it's a slow burn. Just let it happen. You know what I mean? Like don't rush it.
But why are you saying this, Nana? Is it because we got comments that maybe have you in your head a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. Dotto, let's start with Zeke's Camilla 9255's comment. Dotto,
well, actually, hold on, Nana. Yeah, okay, I will address. I'll start with this one actually because this is a pretty big one. And this goes into the spirit of the podcast. But Zeke's Camilla 9255 says, Dotto for real thinks the world is flat. Now, Nano, I'm going to hit you with a hot take here. I don't think the world is flat. That was, in fact, a
that is a scorching. Like I'm about to get away from the mic. For
Wait. Nano thinks the world is flat. Now, I'm only making fun. I did say it sarcastically with the intent to create a character that you'd believe it. But I do want to let you guys know I really value when it comes to this podcast. Ironic comedy. I think it's funny. I think playing a character, trying to surprise Nano with bits, it's just kind of the style of podcast I watch, and so I want to emulate the style that I like, and I just think it's funny to do. So there probably will be a lot more moments of that. Now there's some time, I'm not gonna lie, I think we have a comment coming. I actually don't see it on this list here, but we'll bring it up later. There's some times where I say dumb shit and just 100% mean that. A WNBA player comes to mind. I did. That was not a bit. I just was very confused.
Dotto confused two WNBA players in a podcast, and I was sitting over there, like not 100% certain that it was actually Caitlin Clark.
You didn't speak your truth then. You didn't speak up, bro. That you're in this shit with me now. But yeah, that might be my most sexist moment. I promise it came out of a place of good spirit and heart, though. Like, look, I'll be honest.
Who are the two people you confused? Can you let them know?
Caitlin Clark and Sabrina, you know, just bless her heart, Sabrina.
Yeah. So that was a moment because we were talking about a lot of sports at the time.
I just need to explain it, bro. Like So I'm not a WNBA watcher. I'm actually more interested in it now. I think it has more hype now. I think that what everybody thinks.
Yeah.
But I swear the way I had it explained to me was the reason everybody was talking about Caitlin Clark is that she did that crazy thing against Steph Curry. And I was like, I remember watching that. That was pretty crazy. I guess it makes sense. She's probably like got that dog in her. Turns out two completely different women. Most sexist I've ever been on the YouTube platform. surprised Damn. We evaded the ban on that one. But yeah, that was an example of like sometimes I do just be stupid. But I do feel like that if I thought the world was flat, that would shift my comedic percent. That would shift who I am as a person. Do you think that? I think that that's a big enough opinion that's not something I could. Like if Nano came to me and told me like, I just don't believe that plastic straws are really that big of an deal for an environment. That's an opinion that is not shifting his opinion. But if Nano came to me and said, you know, all these lizard people in the government, brother, like, I'm like, whoa, how the fuck did this one slip by my detection? You know, I feel like those are two very different levels of opinion.
So are you on the forums too?
No. I mean, I surf a little bit of it, you know. Okay. Like I'm not gonna say I get. See, this is one of those bits, guys. See, you probably didn't even notice, huh? Nano set me up, and then I knocked it out of the park. But just funny stuff. The world being flat was funny. I probably will make the same exact joke again in the future, which is gonna be pretty easy considering that the reckoning is coming, and eventually this disc we live on is going to fold up, which we all know. But yeah, I don't for real think the world is flat. So thank you, Zeke's Camilla. Some people commented on it in jest, but I would say I saw a lot of people that were like, whoa, I don't know if I can fuck with this guy no more.
Yeah, dude. One of the reasons I wanted to do this too, by the way, was because we filmed so many podcasts in essentially a vacuum, right? Like by the time we posted the first episode of When You Were Here, you were already gone. So like those were all filmed without being able to process feedback, which is one of the fun things about doing YouTube and doing like just media in general these days, is you can like sort of be a little bit reactive to some of the comments. And so I thought it would be fun just to go across all these podcasts recently, that if you haven't catched, you should watch them all. They're all, those have got to be some of the best content we made on this channel, period. The IRL ones.
Yes. Just in terms of quality, in terms of, I would agree. I don't even think there was a high bar there. Not to talk shit on ourselves, but
yeah,
I mean, we actually tried pretty hard on those. So I think we knocked it out of the park, especially like I think we also got some good individual videos out of it too.
We did.
So win-win.
I want to take a second. We don't ever really do this, but I want to say that if you are listening right now, especially on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. It helps the podcast out a lot. And if you're watching us on YouTube, before we get to the next comment, a like goes a long way, and subscribe, because one of those milestones could just be trying to get to. Imagine if we could get a silver play button for Key Moments. That'd be really sick.
Whose house is that thing at?
Maybe we could like exchange it.
Like, yeah. Like I want weekends, you know?
Yeah.
Just cause I just want to, you know, I just want to raise them right. Cause it's something I just seen how you raise your play buttons, and I would want mine to maybe a little more freedom.
You don't. Oh, so I have mine by the PlayStation handheld. You're going to put yours by the upcoming Xbox handheld?
By the upcoming Xbox handheld. Yes. That's what I'm referring to. Okay, cause the portal, I just think that's, you don't put a portal next to a play button, but who am I to talk? You have a gold one. I don't. I get it. You've made that very clear, but.
Dotto, I wanted to stay as on brand as possible. Okay. So now that we're about 20 minutes in, let's go on to a comment about a Dragon Ball related comment.
Oh man, this guy is bitter, man. This guy is mad, man.
Yo, so shout out to Christian Cinnabars 1402, at 2045 in this podcast, which was the one that was Goku versus Vegeta. They commented and said the biggest misconception of Kaioken, one that I see trip up a lot of the fandom, is that there is a difference between normal Kaioken and Kaioken times two at all. Kaioken times two is mentioned in the manga. Even I had a misconception that it was anime filler, but it is said exclusively in the chapter that brings up Kaioken times three. So basically, and there was a lot more to it, but essentially what was tripping me up personally about this, just for full clarification, everyone, because a lot of people thought that I had misconstrued what Kaioken was, is because they would say Kaioken times two and then times three and stuff like that. I thought there was like, again, it is so simple now that we know his base power at the time was 8,000, right? His base power level was 8,000. So times two would just be 16,000. That's super simple to understand. But I did not realize at the time that it was just a multiplier. And I thought Kaioken had so much, and then Kaioken times two had so much. So that what there was a pure raw misconception. And this comment is a good example of, like, I do like your guys' feedback on these, especially some of you guys that might be deeper into the fandom, because I've watched Z my entire life, but like stuff like this just kind of went bloop, you know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. So I definitely with Kaioken, I don't think Dada's on the same page as me with this. I think he understood what it was. But for me, I thought there was a difference between just Kaioken and Kaioken times two.
No, I would have absolutely thought the same thing. Again, yeah. if it goes any deeper into the, if it goes into numbers at all, my brain turns off. If it goes into power levels at all, my brain goes off. I'm a very simple watcher. Whoever punches the guy last is probably who's winning the fight in my mind. That's just me though. You know.
So yeah, so that's what always tripped me up, because I thought like Kaioken did so much, but then Kaioken times two did more, you know. So now it makes way more sense just knowing that it is just a pure raw multiplier, and it's just literally like it's just a thing. Like, it was just purely a thing. And then so more Dragon Ball. We got
another Dragon Ball comment. Whoa.
We got at Thoray here. I like you guys, but damn, 23 minutes in before discussing episode is killing
me. This is not about Dragon Ball. This is the opposite. Yeah, so this is, I mean, look, Nano probably has his own feelings on this, but we've seen comments go kind of down the middle on this. I will say, Thoray, I'm sorry to split from you here a little bit, but I actually think when we aren't talking exclusively just Dragon Ball, or just the episode in general, is when I'm having the most fun with the podcast. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy the rewatch, but I don't know. I guess one, I enjoy just the podcasting element. I enjoy the bits, the ironic bits that spew off talking about general shit, which is, it's kind of our fault. You know, this is a anime rewatch podcast, so we probably should be talking more about it, but.
And we've leaned into the rewatch a lot more recently too. Like, we were definitely having like a pretty solid balance. But then, of course, while you were here, we just watched purely mostly Dragon Ball, right? So, like, it's been a lot of rewatch lately for sure. But yeah, I think that, like, in my mind, I don't know if you see it this way, but in my mind, the rewatch is like the backbone that, like, really sort of like holds everything together, you know, kind of like the founding titan of Attack on Titan.
Oh, wow. Couldn't even keep it in Dragon Ball for one anecdote, bro. Thanks.
You know, so I kind of like the pathways that connect everyone together. I feel like that's what the rewatch is. But then, like, we're gonna stray, because I don't know that either of us could sit there for an hour and dissect an episode or two for an entire hour just purely.
Yeah, sometimes the shit is just, there's just nothing to talk about. In that particular episode, if we're doing a one of. And other times it's just like not fun. Like, it's just like, you know, it was like whatever. It was
dueling piccolos, Dotto.
Yeah, like sometimes it's dueling piccolos. Now that one was actually so bad that it was a little funny to talk about. But I mean, come on. So it is a little bit. I think another thing is, like, in the genre of podcast, if you're going to have a different podcast, normally would people would just make a different podcast. But for us, we don't really have that option. We could have that option, but it's just, I don't know, it's kind of stupid.
I don't know. I guess for me, and maybe, I don't know what your background is on all your different podcasts, which I know we talked about a few that you listen to when you're here, but, like, for me, a lot of the podcasts I listen to have definitely influenced the way that I've sort of talked, and this one specifically, but it, like, they don't, while it is always rooted in one thing, like most of the ones I listen to are gaming, they still spend like a good third to maybe even sometimes a half of the entire podcast not talking about the reason you clicked, because it's just a podcast of just, you just... Like, I'm there to listen to them talk about stuff. Like, I'm happy when they get to, like, the Xbox is dropping a handheld. Like, that's cool, but I'm also there to hear them talk the shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, to me, that's the point of a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I could see how marketing plays a role in that. Most of the podcasts I watch are literally just personality-driven podcasts.
Well, like, I mean, but ours is, let's be real, like, ours is just,
but,
like...
But yes, but I wouldn't say we branded it that way.
Yeah, you know, maybe that was a little on us, you know? One of the things I want to start doing with them, I don't think we can really do this on Spotify necessarily, but I think I'm going to have ask Toasty if he can just, like, note down when the Dragon Ball Z stuff starts, and we can do chapters. We can just, like, actually...
To be honest, bro, like, I think this is like behind the scenes stuff, but you commenters are adults. I think what is naturally going to happen is we are going to lean one way or the other more, and that is just going to be what the show is.
That's also fair.
And they're going to have to choose whether they like it or they don't enough. Now we can do the chapters if we want to.
I was just thinking about doing chapters because I've been experimenting with chapters on my channel occasionally.
People do chapters too.
So that's why I was thinking about doing that.
But yeah, I guess it's more just a war. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, Thora. I like the non Dragon Ball stuff all the time. In fact, my favorite moments are when we're talking about the episode and it spawns either a bit or a story adjacent. So that's a little closer to just talking Z, but I enjoy the not talking about Z all the time. But I also enjoy the movie stuff. Like, again, we really enjoyed the movie. We want to do more random anime movie reactions.
Which would detract from the Z rewatch. The Z rewatch is going to happen. Guys, I just want you guys to like be along for the ride with us. I know we're in a world of instant gratification, and so that's what most people want. But like, I kind of like this idea of like it's still happening every single week, but it's just like, I kind of like the pacing. So I use my Attack on Titan analogy because of the next comment here from NDY Cody, who said day 62 of reminding key moments that Attack on Titan is a bad story. It's the first time we've really ever, I think, talked about this comment. This comment has been on every video for 62 days now. I don't get that. Why do you care that much? You know what I mean? Like, Attack on Titan was a fantastic, maybe you just didn't get it.
Not based. Yeah, maybe you can't read, bro. Maybe you don't know. I bet he didn't even read Shingeki no Kyojin. I bet he's basing this purely off of Attack on Titan, the English release.
Donald, did you get to tune into any of my GTA rewatch?
I did for a little bit. Yes, I did. People were very confused by it.
Which made
me laugh.
Yeah, I was really sad about that. That was partially an experiment for me too, because I was thinking about doing some more things like that for. Like, if it's the anniversary weekend for Dokkan, I might do, an anniversary, stream-a-thon where, I'm kind of there some, but then I'm not, we'll mix it in with, pre-recorded things. But now, after seeing the reception on that, I'm probably not going to do that.
It's kind of like a Twitch radio station. That's kind of what it reminds me of.
I thought it would work. It did not work nearly as well as I thought it would. I just brought that up because there was a moment. I forgot about the bit. And I happened to see it. There was a bit where you did you called out Shingeki no Kyojin or whatever while you're in the car at my dealership. And it was such a good bit. There's so many good bits. Like, I think that was my favorite part about GTA is just the bits.
We don't even got to talk about it, bro. I'm a TSRP glazer myself. Okay. I have a lot of nostalgia for the old joint.
Attack on Titan is not a bad story. I can get where I get it's not everybody's vibe, but I definitely wouldn't go as far as to say it was a bad story.
Bad story's a little up there, man. Like, that's bad is pretty crazy.
Yeah, if you didn't vibe with it, sure, but just I don't think that you
especially in the anime genre. Like, come on. There is some fucking shit out there, bro. There is a lot of fucking trash out there that we can call bad.
Donald, what's this next comment?
This next comment, you mean, are you referring to the one that comes from us from Ratrades? Oh, hey, look, it's Ratrades.
Wait, are we talking? Wait, should we address this person? What if this is, it's not June, it's Dune. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
You think this may be Paul Madib right here?
I don't know, Madib. Man.
Well, let me read it just in case, so they don't use the voice on me. Movie podcast coming soon, guys. I actually have been going to the theater quite recently. That's so fun. That's my new hobby. Ratrady 6353, 11 days ago, which I don't even know why I read that part, but did y'all just announce Dotto and Barry? This is referring to a moment in the podcast where I was alluding to something coming up in my future, which, fair play, this is on me. You shouldn't allude to stuff if you don't want people guessing.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was more alluding to it for contractual obligations. But no, it was not. It's not. I'm not having a kid. I'm not getting married. I don't have incurable disease, nothing like that. It's nothing serious. It was just about a move to another location. Which is all I'll say right now because I don't know where I'm at contractually. So it was just a moving thing, moving to a new place. So I was referring to, I think I said, I thought it would slow time down.
Yes, it was that discussion. I talked about having kids. It was that. If you guys haven't seen that podcast, yeah. That was actually a really good podcast. But
and then Nano threw in the kids thing, and then that's when people were like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, Dotto's adopting six moment, children. I didn't think. I didn't really think. But we both know.
So it's unfair.
Yeah. No, I can get it, because I don't think Toasty knows what we were talking about either. And Toasty said, I mean, it could have been anything. And I was like, oh, I also wish he would have said something to us. Just, I mean, it wouldn't have changed much, but like.
Nothing would have changed, but I fully get why people, but a lot of people thought it was like a kid or like a marriage or something crazy, which, you know, it's just moving. I think it's pretty crazy, but no, it's nothing like that.
It's super relatable, by the way, now that you say it, like, from a contractual standpoint, because I didn't really think about it like that. Because if you guys have recently seen my face on your TikTok feed for AFK Journey, I had to, so for that, and I've done this for other brands too. Dotto doesn't have to worry about this since he doesn't ever do face cam, but except for these podcasts. But when you do face cam and you have, like, for me, I have all these shelves, all these different IP, a lot of times when they're paying you to do like an ad read, they don't want other IPs to be in the shots. And again, rightfully so, because if it's technically an ad that they're using, I don't know what it would be for there to be like Spider-Man right there or Goku. Like, I don't, you know, that might be a weird thing for them. So anyways, I had to take my shelves completely cleaned down so I could do that ad read for them. And people were like thinking I was moving. People thought, like, they were trying to guess like why it was down. And I'm just like, the reason why I left it down too was A, I just had to stream like right after I got finished recording that. And B, I knew there was going to be changes. So I didn't want to put everything back on the shelf to then have to take it back off to do the changes. You know what I mean? So like,
pretty responsible guy.
I just left it off for like 5 days till I got the approval. So, anyway, yeah, that was a fun one. They started pushing that before they even told us we were good. I didn't even know it was out.
Like, yeah, we need to talk about that because bro is on every social media platform possible. His face everywhere. Times Square up next. I mean,
those are
just any ad space. You were basically like Keanu Reeves, man. You're like a superstar.
Okay. Those are interesting. Dotto, I didn't even. He's like, have you seen what they're talking about with you on Twitter? And I was like, what are you talking about? He links me. And he links me a person that,
dude. Go ahead.
So he links me a person that just says like, well, I can find it because I really haven't been tweeting like that. But it was pretty much someone with a screenshot of me that literally says, like, do these ads work with these influencers is essentially what they said, which is fairly honest question. But what was super funny about it is it was someone I've actually interacted with.
That was so
and the whole thread was people thinking that like I was like a
fake.
Like I was just an actor pretending to be an influencer. Which again is fair because this is spanning like this is. You probably have, one of you listening to this has probably seen me in your TikTok feed or somewhere.
I'm glad you brought this up, Nano, because this makes me feel for every human on this earth, because this just shows how easy conspiracy theories are to just say, and then like other people are like, yeah, you're probably right. Because I know Nanogenics. He's a Dragon Ball guy. He's my friend. I see him. I'm like, that's Nano. These guys saw Nano and were like, what is this psyop? This isn't even an influencer, is it? It's just some make-believe actor trying to pretend to be cool. Meanwhile, this guy spent more money on gacha games than fucking anybody in that thread together.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel for other people because I'll be honest, I'm a human myself. When I see somebody comment something about another person, I'm like, I guess that could be the case. But like when I see a comment about somebody I know, I'm just like, well, that's obviously so fucking crazy. Like they think you're a psy-op actor.
And I also get it because obviously like they're paying me to be me and to hype up their game. And so to me, it just makes sense. Like it's basically like doing an integration when I'm telling you guys about a game that has sponsored that video for the day. But it's just, they get to use it and put it everywhere. Like it seems pretty straightforward, but like reading through that thread was so eye opening because I never really thought about it in the ways people thought about it. Cause like what Dotto said, they really did believe. Like I just was not an actual influencer or nothing, right? Like I was just a paid actor that was doing this, whatever. And I've always viewed it as just like, it's obviously much more efficient to pay me to make this video here than to have to actually go pay an actor. They would probably have to pay someone to a script writer. They have to pay a separate editor. They have to pay someone to come in and film it. Like if this was done with a studio, it's a lot more probably work than just coming to Nanogenics and being like, hey man,
yes.
Just hype up our game, you know, do some summons, have some fun with it, play the game and tell people why you like it. And like, that's what I did. And that was the end of it. So it's awesome that you brought somehow we bridged this up, because Doobie Flex 2 weeks ago says, bro, not going to lie, I had no idea who Nano was for the longest time. And when I finally saw him on one of the squad videos, I was like, oh shit, that's the Raid Shadow Legends guy. That's so cool.
Yeah, no, and this is something I've talked about with Nano. It's like, bro, you have to like always make sure you're getting your bag for this, because these guys see Nano and they just see the marketable, you know, white guy, bro. They see the marketable American that he is. And they just, he's Mr. Raid Shadow Legends. He's Mr. AFK Arena, bro. You're like, you're just the face of these games. Now, I will say this recent campaign by you has been like, it's been pretty prominent. But that old Raid Shadow Legends one, I must have got that like 7 times. It was all over the
place. People apparently got that one a lot. You know, the free-to-play games where you can watch an ad to get like free currency and free skips and free all of that.
I've been doing that all the time, yeah.
So apparently the Raid Shadow Legends one showed up for a really long time. That was also when Tyler was much younger and didn't understand fully about contracts and maybe signed some stuff that was in perpetuity, which means they have access to it for literally forever. So you might see those again at some point, man. Who knows?
They might have to run it back. Actually, the best thing you can do for that is keep doing other advertisements, because then you lose out on that that, you know, that impact, that individualism.
Yeah, that's super fair. Okay, but, so
perpetuity got you there.
One of my favorite moments from all the podcasts we filmed here. Donna, can you read Mickey's Clubhouse comment here?
Mickey's Clubhouse 2 weeks ago let us know that we're top G's and this is G moments was a good one. Not gonna lie, this is just glazing. This is just professional glazing.
It is. I just want to bring it up because that was probably one of my favorite moments. And someone said on that video that they actually got a finance ad, Dotto,
which is good because that brings in real money. So we need to do G moments. We need to talk about like gender inequality and shit, bro. Like that's what we need to be. That's the type of wave we need to get on.
I need.
And we're basically
sunglasses.
Halfway there with our WNBA takes.
Shit.
I mean, we're pretty close. We're getting there.
Oh man. Now this next one was really, really cool. The real anime fan said Toonami Rewind predicted. They are actually doing a Toonami Rewind.
They're doing what we said we wanted.
Like,
which,
by the way, was the vault, do you remember how long-winded and how like insane of a like we that's how we got to the G moments part, because I started talking about Fubo and investing in Fubo. We went to Dogecoin. Like there was so much.
Oh yeah, no, I completely forgot about it. I'm gonna be honest, bro. We worked so hard that day. We talked about it more in the bonus. We worked so hard that I was mentally broken for a week after I got home. I just did not want to sit down. I didn't want to record. I couldn't remember shit other than Fortnite.
Dude, this season of Fortnite is so bad, by the way.
Yeah, Nano is a hater. I haven't even played.
I'm not a fan
of the cars.
I love cars, IRL. I'm not sure if I love car combat. And I love Twisted Metal. I hope Sony brings it back at some point. But I'm not sure I want that in Fortnite, you know? I'm going to give it some more chances. But right now, I'm more of a Lego Fortnite guy. I got my lightsaber, so.
I will say, I was surprised to see all the anti-car agenda come out. I really wasn't expecting it. But I will say I see why, because it seems like it's a very car oriented.
It's
season.
Super. Yeah, you either have a car or you die. Basically, that's pretty much.
That's so sick.
That's pretty much where it's at. So
sounds like I should be playing. I need some wins.
Neo says Dotto's definitely right for this. Nano handing out nines like it's candles, because Dotto basically
candies.
I said candles. My bad. the reason the thing is I did give out a lot of high scores there back to back to back.
Surprisingly, though, I would say that traditionally you go pretty low.
Yeah, that was me.
Or pretty mid.
I was on my glaze.
You
arc
were on your
sure.
glaze arc, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Because I know I'm about to be on my hater arc. I just know I'm not going to enjoy the next like 15 episodes of this.
You did make sure to say that many times. I really remember you saying like, I know that I'm going to be on a hater arc. So a glaze arc into a hating arc, I can't say is the wrong call. I don't even remember what I was right for. Maybe I said 7. Maybe I stood my ground and dropped the base 7.
You were tame on several of these episodes. Like
I know I'm going to be on my glazing arc soon. Gohan Krillin? Yes,
I mean, I hope it's good. Like, I hope I'm misremembering this, which is actually one of the... Oh, crap. Did I not include that comment in our little review of comments here? It was... Damn, I didn't. Okay, I guess not. I guess not.
What you didn't include?
Oh, no, here it is. Here it is. That boy Meek, before the Namek saga, you have to survive the fake Namek saga. What does that mean?
I don't know. Everybody says that. I'm convinced that there has to be community gaslighting.
Okay.
That can't be real, bro. I have no idea what that means. And I feel like I remember it pretty well, right? Like, they go to the hospital, they get patched up, they go to Namek. When the fuck would they go to a fake Namek? What does that mean?
Do they land on the wrong planet? Is that like
surely not. Surely not. I'm not believing that. I don't believe in stuff like that.
We'll find out soon enough when we get back to the rewatch. But speaking of the rewatch,
I don't want to.
Isaac Sparrow says Burst Open and Mix is a canon line. It's in the manga. They probably originally thought it was lame and removed it, which sounds like the most 90s Z English thing. Dub. Or 2005. Sorry, these are all funny redubs in 05, but this sounds like the most. That sounds accurate.
But I mean, thing is, like, do we really disagree with them? Like, Burst Open and Mix is kind of like, whatever, dude. Like, you know,
that's sick as hell. No way are you over here like gassing up. Your father was an average fighter, but an unbelievable, or whatever.
I love that. Your father was an average fighter, but a brilliant scientist.
That's so American,
but you got to make Goku's father a somebody. You have to.
Okay. Well, speaking of Americanized, we got Little Hootie here with 19 that says, the OST for early Funny Z is done to be consistent with the Ocean dub rather than just the Falconer stuff. If I remember correctly, some of the composers that worked with Falconer did the early Z redub after they finished. So,
this is too advanced for me.
I think I can get some of the vibes. I think I can get some of the vibes of what they were going for sure. I'm just so ready to hear like the tracks that I know and love. Like that's what I'm ready for, which I believe was episode 68, if I remember correctly, is when we finally start getting like the Falconer stuff, man. When I hear some Falconer shit and Vegeta goes, "You dog Kakarot," it's like, I don't know, dude. I'm like, yeah. I hear Dell's bells while he says that shit. I'm going to be losing my absolute mind.
I'm looking forward to just more iconic lines.
Speaking of iconic lines, you want to scourgeful here?
Yeah, I'll give scourgeful a little read. It's hilarious that Dotto goes on and on about how he wants to see Saiyan society and if they have other types of jobs. When like the first 30 minutes of DBS Broly shows you exactly that. You had Saiyans who are purely mechanics and never became a great ape. Saiyans who use normal weaponry like guns, and Saiyans who did homesteading shit. Yes, this is true, and that's why I was more interested to see it, because you see it, but you don't see like how it affects them as people.
Yes.
And I want to see like what do they do pride-wise? Because all Saiyans are combatants. Like on high key, some of the most racist shit of all time. Like, they love fighting. It's all about fighting and killing and fighting. Now, that kind of got reduxed a little bit, I feel like, in Broly. Especially with, like, Kind Gine. But, like, where's the... Surely, like, that would be, like, if in human society, everybody in all of time was an asshole. Like, if you went to a drive-thru and you went, not running your own business, and then you drove off. That's what Saiyans are like. What, bro? That's what I'm saying. That's what Saiyans must be like.
Oh,
like, can you imagine
shit.
Vegeta being like, thanks for polishing my gun boy. Now I'm going to go fight like real Saiyans do. Then, like, bro, that, like, I need to see where do their, like, the others' pride come from? How does that play into society?
The next
do
time
they
we
resent
IRL,
them?
We are making a TikTok/short where I pretend to be a worker and you're going to do through my drive-thru worker and you're going to do my drive-thru and you're
I'm saying that's what Saiyan society must
what
be like, bro.
Fuck,
they gotta
man?
Be like the biggest assholes, bro. I'm saying.
Holy shit, man. Oh, God, dude. Like, bro, does that have a side hustle? Man.
Yeah, like, couldn't that's be me. Literally, that's what everybody on Saiyan, that's how I must imagine it is. Like,
can I just?
Yeah, I work engineering, but on the weekends, I go planet raiding with the bros. Like, but is that true, or what's their fighting power, or like how does it play into their pride? You know,
this goes back to the conversation we have so many times of why are we not just getting multiple Dragon Ball series? It's insane. Milk the shit out of this franchise. Like, give us the Saiyan Homestead series. Like, I would
Saiyan
love
Homestead.
That shit.
Yeah, I want to see. You know what I want to see? I want to see somebody that is a low class warrior. Or maybe, you know what? So low class, he's not even a low class warrior. Maybe like a mid-class like butler guy or a weapons dealing guy. What about a weapons dealing Saiyan
Ooh.
That accidentally gets trapped on like the transport pods with some warriors and he has to learn to be a low-class warrior? You know what I'm saying? Like some like saying survival shit. Like, they maybe the mission's too big of a deal, you know? It's too much for three Saiyans, and then, like, one guy has to survive in the wilderness, and he becomes, like, a Saiyan legend.
Surviving is a low-class warrior for 100 days challenge.
Oh, yeah, exactly, bro. Like, his main squad of fighters gets taken out, so he trains in the mountainous regions, gets revenge, becomes a warrior when he gets back, and he's, like, hailed as a hero and a legend on the streets. You know, some kind of shit like that, for real. That's what I'm trying to see, bro. I'm just saying, hey, we could use some more Saiyan lineage stuff.
Nah, I'm with you. I definitely got the distinction that you were going for there.
I also think we're both milkers of the series. There are some people that are just let it die. It needs to remain good.
No.
Which I'm that way for some stuff, but for Dragon Ball, I'm milk until it's all gone.
I just love being in this universe, man. Like, I just...
Me too.
I don't know. Like, I want more. Like...
It to me, it honestly doesn't matter if it's good or bad. If it's bad, it's funny. If it's good, it's great. You know, so like, I'm good. Just milk it, bro. Like,
I do hope. Totally off topic, but not really. Actually, I hope that Daima. You know, there's been a lot of I don't know what the right word is, but just
holy fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I forgot Daima was a thing until you just said that.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not joking. I literally, it's been so long since like the last time we talked.
Well, this is a good thing to bring up. Anyway, there's been a lot of discourse that they're not promoting it enough. My thing is that it's still far enough away that what I will say is, as we get closer, if they do continue to not promote it, then I'm going to be like, what are we doing? Like, we have what is hopefully going to be a very beloved little like side story. And so it's like, promote this shit, dude.
I'm not going to lie. Like, it's important to introduce and sell the concept early, but once you've done that, which I think they've done with Daima, maybe even too much. I personally am a believer that, I don't know, like what, 1 month out is usually when, if I was running a business, I would promote like 1 month out, maybe a month and a half at most.
See that. And that I was saying that on my stream. I'm like, I think if you start promoting too soon, like,
yeah, you're burning money.
You're burning for no reason. It's still too far away. It's kind of like with games. I was just talking about this with games. Like, stop announcing shit so fucking early. Like, I don't need to know about it if it's still a year and a half away. Like, I don't, like, maybe a small teaser to be like, hey, this is coming, but then I don't need to see it again until like it drops in a month. Or even better, do it and be like, it drops today. Like, what if Banjo-Kazooie drops today, Sunday?
Like, today is a little like, don't get me wrong, I like that strategy too, and I think there is benefit to it. But I can see why shadow dropping or like early dropping is a little, you know, risky. But like 1 month out, surely that's the best bet. Like, people, you build up a base that knows, and also you still have ads going while it's out and hot, yes, you know?
Yeah.
So you advertise, you mix advertising with word of mouth, and that's how it spreads. But if you're just advertising with no product, then if I see a Daima ad, I'm like, no shot, Daima, let me go. Oh, it's not coming out for two more months. I forget. It's useless.
Yes.
Completely gone.
Have we seen anything with actual voice acting yet? We haven't, have we? It's always just been...
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's all just been literal, like, OST and then some pretty scenes, and then that's, like, it. Yo, I got you two back-to-backs here. They're the exact same.
I was going to say, which is... I'm happy we brought this up, because we talked about it a little bit in the bonus. But Yodamine and Dargos, I'll read both of them, but... just because you guys are so based and good looking. I'm so glad Dotto agrees that the crossover stuff going on in Magic is dumb. I hate crossovers. And Dargo says, I agree with Dotto. Crossovers in card games are corny as fuck. Now, sadly, we didn't get any disagreeers in here, but maybe not too sadly, because I agree with you guys. Card games, to me, are in-universe fantasies. That's how I like to enjoy them anyway. And I hate when I'm playing, again, we use Magic as an example, Nano disagrees, but if I play the Iron Molten Golem, and I equip him with my Stone Talisman to raise his defense points.
And here's Captain America.
Good play. I respond by dropping my 13th Doctor and his phone booth of teleportation. I'm like, oh my god, you just sucked me out of the world, bro. I'll play my Raphael and combo him with Michelangelo. Oh, get this cornball out of here.
Oh my gosh. Besides,
it's so corny, bro.
It's
now again. If it's a crossover series.
Is it the 10th Doctor that I really like? Yeah, it's 10th. That's David Tennant, so.
Yeah, it's, just don't play him against me in Magic, and that's fine.
The 12th is also pretty cool, too. It's Peter Capaldi.
I know nothing about Doctor Who. I just got flashed with Doctor Who. I don't even know how that worked, but I saw it for 1 second in my mind eye. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So that's how I look at card games. Now, again, there's rules to it, though. Like, if it's a crossover card game, then obviously it's not corny because it's a crossover.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose.
And fighting games also feel a little better with crossovers just because, I don't know, I guess I'm so used to it that it seems natural. But I can appreciate a Street Fighter staying true. Go ahead.
Fighters comes back and the entire pass is just crossover. So you're getting like Luffy and...
I'll take it.
And I'm like hyped. All Might and...
All Might, what the fuck?
Shit,
can we get
man.
Naruto, man? Can you say Naruto so I can actually smile?
I was going to say, and Naruto and...
There we go.
The whole time I'm trying to think of whoever that Bleach main character is, but I'm not a Bleach guy.
Ichigo?
Ichigo.
I'm not a Bleach guy either. Hey, I'll take it. You know, it's been so long for fighters that the crossovers would blow that game up.
What's
that
Hunter?
Shit would pop off.
What's
like,
Hunter?
What do you mean? Like character, main character?
Yeah, what's his name?
Is going.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, there you go. That's your crossover. That's your crossover season four? Would it be season? It was three seasons, right?
I actually don't fucking remember, to be honest.
That'd be your season four DLC, Donald. Let's go. It's back.
I'll take it, bro. You're not going to see me complain.
What if it was entirely One Piece based? It was entirely because they're like, we're pushing One Piece. So
I mean, that's fine. You know, I'd still be happy. It depending, like, look, the thing is, I'm a One Piece hater, but they're actually, I watch a lot of lore videos just because, you know, teching my goat. And just, I know people that like One Piece. So if they threw in some ones I like maybe get a Sanji in there with a mix of like, you can put Kid in there, Ace if you want. Not Ace, actually, that's a little overrated. Law. I'm trying to think of some other One Piece characters that I actually wouldn't be depressed to see. There's one that I'm forgetting, but I don't care that much to remember, so I'm going to let it go. Zoro, obviously, but I'm letting it go. Mihawk, Shanks. All right, I'm good. I got all the cool ones out, I think.
All right, so shout out to Max here, because I you know what? I feel like this is...
We're on our glazing our account.
We're
picking out all the people agreeing with us.
I got to say, I understand why people might not like all the extra talking to me, but this is what the podcast is about. Getting to know more about Dotto and Nano. Loved this episode, and it's great how much funnier and more entertaining you are when you're not just trying to cover an episode beat for beat. Spread your wings, you non-bald eagles. Yeah, no,
give us
I think
a few years.
I think that's it. Oh. Yeah, I think. just got years. anyway, I think that it's just been about finding our flow, and I think it's going to continue. I think you watch an episode of this podcast today, and you watch an episode a year from now, it's going to feel similar but different all the same, because it's just going to kind of be. I mean, obviously people change as time goes on. And so it's just kind of like the flow of things are going to change, and the way we approach everything will probably change a little bit. And like, that's just kind of the nature of just going through life, basically. Like change happens. Like what Dotto has been alluding to, maybe one day he'll be able to talk to you guys about what that is. And it's not what you thought it was.
It's not a kid. It's not anything crazy.
They're sort of like, okay, they address it. So there probably is what it is, Dotto.
It probably is a kid. And we were just too close. They had to throw us off the trail. But no, it's not, seriously. But maybe it is. I don't know. Which comment are we on? My eyes got crossed.
I moved down because it was semi-related. So Luke Koopman here says, I like how they address why they're only doing one episode per pod for the ones where they actually talk about the show, and then immediately prove why they should do 2 to 3 episodes a week without long breaks because they can't remember anything from more than a couple episodes ago. So this was...
Well...
This. Do you remember what this was? Do you remember why
yes,
they commented
yes.
this? We can pull the curtain back. We can tell them what happened on this.
That's not our fault, bro. We were this. If I'm, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. This was an exceptionally long time between episodes, like because we were planning to stall out.
No. So what happened here, Dotto? We made the decision to watch two episodes back to back, but then film one pod per episode. And so when we started, but then we went to sleep and we filmed the podcast the next day after we reacted to the episodes the night before. And so the two episodes, because they were so similar and it was the beginning of the fight, end of the fight, we bled the two episodes together.
Just if you go back and watch that episode, you should just watch it. You should re-listen or rewatch it with the idea that we are struggling our hardest to try to remember
the differentiation between the two episodes.
Yes, because just know we slept in between them. Like we took a night off. Like And it becomes much funnier because there's definitely moments in the episode where like, damn, I just don't, it was cool. That was a horrible fucking idea.
Yeah, we didn't do that again. We did not do that again after that. Period.
If there wasn't time to watch and podcast, we didn't even try. We just did something else.
So I did want to address that's what, granted, that's not been a long time from, you know, ago at this point, but I just want to address that's what happened there. And we are probably about to be back into territory where we're watching multiple episodes per week.
That's probably where we are approaching.
I mean, I guess to be devil's advocate to what I said earlier, I also don't necessarily want it to take forever.
Oh,
I don't necessarily want it to take forever, but at the same time, I'm not trying to rush this. This wasn't like a project that I was like, hey, let's do this and then let's get it done literally as fast as we can. Like,
how many episodes are there? Like 300?
We have about 250 something left, like that.
So 250 episodes means at least 150.
Guys,
and at least
go become key members, and then I'll fly Dotto out here, and we'll house him up for like a month. We'll house him up for a month.
I feel like with a month we actually could get like
a good portion.
But that's the thing, Nano, is even if we do like what 50 podcast episodes, that's at most 100. Well, 100 episodes, and that's a year, dude. That is a year of content. Plus,
that's not, dude. You know how fire that sounds to do that? That'd be so cool,
bro. That would just be at some stage, and it would kind of piss us off because we're planning so far out that we are just going to be different people than we were in the episode.
Yeah. That pack of episodes finally runs out, and you guys see us, and we look like completely different.
That would be funny. Is that we're both just punished? That would actually be a great bit. We played 50 episodes, we run it back, and then the next episode after the 50, you have like a scar in your eye. I'm wearing an eye patch with like half a demon horn sticking out of my head, and we're both like smoking cigarettes or something, and we're just like, yeah, a lot of fucking shit happened in between. Like, I don't even want to go into it because that shit's kind of like, it's kind of traumatizing low key. So let's just watch him Dragon Ball. But we're back. That shit would be funny.
That would be funny. There was also another comment that said we should have done the Family Guy cuts. And the next time you hear, I'm sorry, but we've got to do one. There's a Family Guy cut happening at some point. It's just going through.
Family Guy cut? Like a Family Guy pod?
No. Well, I'm totally down to do that. But my suggestion was like, I should tackle you and then. Or someone should tackle you like in a full on like football gear, and then we should cut to where like it just we never even happened. I still want to do that so bad.
There was a lot of higher quality bits that we didn't get to do. Like I wanted to get ref outfits for our tournament matches.
When you come back, we're getting ref outfits and running it back.
Hey man, that's one way to reuse the same idea. Just put a costume on.
I mean, you never got one, so technically, like,
oh, true. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm just struggling for videos too. That would have helped me.
See, we just do a ref outfit version on your channel and bada bing, bada boom, it's done. By the way, that video came back and did pretty good for me, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Okay.
Imagine if the whole video would have been with you here. We were filming a video and Dotto had to get to the airport. Literally, the video converts from being in person to being like this because
I'm actually gonna pull it up and watch it now
because Dotto quite literally had to get to the when we say we were pumping out as much content as we could. We literally filmed until the second that we had to leave to get him to the airport. That's like,
yeah, there's no Patreon dollars were wasted. I say that with full utmost confidence that not a single Patreon penny was wasted.
Well, technically that was for my channel, but like, you know,
oh god damn it, bro. You're misusing the Patreon funds.
No, dude, we made so much. Anyway, guys, this is Key Moments. That's not the way. I'm Nano Jennings.
Wait, one more comment, bro. One more comment, please. I know what you're going to do. You're going to end it, but one more comment, please. Just scroll down. No, there has to be one more. Come on, man. Quick, before the theme's already playing. Now, hurry.
No, we read all the comments, man. We actually did our job.
Oh, no.
This is so crazy. That theme hits though. That theme is sick, man.
Oh no, dude. Now there's not enough time for a proper outro though. Well, is there anything we have to plug? I mean, we should probably plug it now before the
They should leave a rating. They should become key members.
Yes, like, rating, key members. Are we still on? Oh, there was so much more time than we thought.